Green Day, the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. It is about 9:27 with Preston and Steve. Thursday morning, we do have some snow on the way. Be prepared. It's going to get kind of ugly, especially later on this afternoon around rush hour. Snow should be starting very soon. And we're going to get in the neighborhood of
6 to 10 feet.
8 to 10 feet of snow should be no problem. Well, let's talk for a little bit, shall we?
We're all big TLC fans.
The Learning Channel?
The Learning Channel.
We want to welcome our program director, Jim McGuinn, to the... in the studio today.
How are you?
We're doing okay. How are you?
I'm great.
We haven't really at all addressed what's been coming up.
Yeah, is something going on? I don't know what happened. I'm reading the daily news yesterday.
It's all hearsay.
And they said you guys were leaving. So.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Yeah, we're officially putting in our resignation now, Jim.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to do it in written form, so we called Dan Rice for daily news.
And you got to write an article about it.
Right.
Jim, the truth of the matter is that at heart, Preston and I are circus folk.
We travel the world, travel the land.
We finally recollect our high wire act. And we
figured it was time to get back to it.
I just wanted to come in and say thanks for, what's been 7 years that you guys have been together?
7 years.
The Preston and Steve show, yeah, or that Steve and I have been partners. Yes, it has been 7 years. I started here doing afternoons at Y100.
Yeah.
And after a year, brought on board the morning show, and originally it was just Marilyn and myself for about a month when we realized we weren't funny.
Oh, it was god awful.
That was not a month.
And it was just a couple months.
Day.
And then we realized you weren't funny.
That's true. That's true. And then, of course, I knew Steve from working at WDRE with you, Jim. And by the way, damn it, I wish I would have thought of this, Steve. There was, I still have some old tapes of DRE in the last week that we were
sure
on the air.
Never really.
And Steve would do his he was live from the Riverdeck Cafe, and I was on the air back at the studio, and we would just kind of chat back and forth.
Yeah.
And on our last day together on DRE, which was, it's very weird in radio when you get an opportunity to have a last show.
Yeah.
And Steve and I were talking, chatting back and forth, and there was something kind of prophetic that came up, and I have to play it for you sometime, Steve. We're saying that I'm going to miss you, and you had said, well, I feel very confident that someday you and I will be working together again.
Yeah.
And
oh
we even went on, and at that moment we went on to talk about midget porn, which came to be a big part of the President's
yes,
show.
Yeah. But a cornerstone, if you will.
But, you know, this is, today's going to be our last show.
Yeah.
And we're moving on, and if you haven't heard yet, you can easily find out where we're going. I don't want to sit and talk about that out of respect for the management and the people who work at a very fine radio station, Y100.
Yeah, let's talk about the things we've done here for the last
absolutely
7 years.
I'm all about that. But before we do that, I want to, other than Steve Morrison, there has been nobody more integral in my radio career than Jim McGuinn. And I
Likewise. And I
absolutely have to thank him. You're not only a big help to me and an inspiration to me. You're one of the most intelligent people I know. You're one of the most knowledgeable music fans I've ever met. You're also a great person. And
he's got a good heart.
You've got a great heart, never met anybody who can see both sides of a story more than Jim can and weigh the pros and cons properly without letting your own personal, views get in the way. You're a smart guy, and I'm truly going to miss working with you, and I've learned so much from you. And you're the guy that got Steve and I together in the first place, so I owe you
decision.
What did I do?
Is it too late to have buyer's remorse?
But, like the guy who inadvertently discovers a virus.
Oh, Christ.
But you know, Jim, I have to say also, because Jim is well respected in the radio community all across the nation, and when I first started in radio, I would pick his brain as to, how he started out, and, he wasn't always this, fantastic program director. This is a college-educated guy.
Started in porn.
Yeah, he did start in porn.
Who didn't?
This is a college-educated guy whose love for music and radio was so deep that, he was washing dishes with people who couldn't even speak the language just to pay the bills, just so he could stay.
And do those weekend overnights.
So,
well, thanks, guys.
Well, yeah, no, that,
well,
that's,
but, I think everybody has a story like that that's here, you know? I mean, and whether you're talking about Brett Hamilton or Matt Cord or Elektra or Zach who's here or Josh, Dan Fine,
yeah.
We all have those kind of stories, and it's made like such a great team, I think, with everybody that we've had at Y100. And all the things we've done, I mean, the Camp Out for Hunger.
Yeah,
like, how great... I just remember you came and you're like, I got this idea. You know, one of like, you know, Preston's 5,000 crazy ideas. And this one not only worked, but Dan, what's the total in all the years we've raised in food?
I don't know, almost 1,000 tons. Or, I mean,
it's like 500 tons
hundreds
of food.
Hundreds of tons of food. You know? Hundreds of tons of food.
Yeah, right. And that's totally, you know, the listeners of Y100. And the big ups goes to them who you guys went out there and lived in an RV, and they responded to your call to action.
You raise a good point. And when I came down from New York to be here, and it's a very humbling thing how willingly I was accepted and how kind people have been who listen to the show and who come out to the various events that we do, the support, and just they're just genuine people, and that really, when we shave away everything, the ability to just share mornings with people and interact has been the absolute best part of this situation.
Oh yeah, easily. The only thing that I do regret over the years is, and I volunteered to do this, was when I sat in all those frickin' seats at the Corn State Center. Granted, that was on WDRE, but that was the stupidest thing that I ever volunteered to do.
Explain that a little more, because like, if people don't know what you're talking about, the Corn State Center is what it was called then, right?
When it first opened up, it was the Corn State Center. And
we had this crazy idea that before the first event, in order to help, you know, you become famous in Philadelphia and do a wacky radio stunt, because we didn't know Casey at the time.
Right.
You know,
because
Casey would have done it. We were like, what if Preston sat in every chair?
Yeah. 20,000 or 19,000
stadium,
500, something like that.
Yes, he still cites that as probably the most pain you've ever been in.
That was my question.
You were delirious.
Oh yeah, yeah. It took 2 days to do it, and I stayed at the Holiday Inn right there, and I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning in sweats. I mean, sweating. I was pouring down sweat. I was ill. I lost the feeling in both my thumbs for like months after that. And eventually
really?
I came back because as I sat down, I would push down on the seat, on the arms of each chair, and I would push up and down.
And look what it's done for your physique.
I know.
It's amazing.
You should do it again.
Well worth it.
It's a total body workout.
Steve, do you have any favorite moments?
There's
so many.
I mean,
the festivals are always amazing. I mean, you know, we got to have some really special moments. Casey, that time you did Ballgag Karaoke with Gwen Stefani, I thought she was going to die because you were sitting there doing No Doubt songs right there in front of her. I'll always remember the smelliest band ever, the Violent Femmes.
Yeah.
They stunk. They smelled like hell.
I always loved the reaction to when we were, say, rolling cars in the parking lot, or we had the monster cars drive over other cars and smash other things. The people passing by, the looks on their faces like, what the F is that? And also, you know, other people around the building who, after a while, would say, are you going to sweep that up?
I can't believe the things we got to do. I mean, you know, big thanks to Lynn, our boss, somehow okaying it, some of the stuff that you guys, the crazy stunts you guys
did. That was before Dan Fine got his hand on waivers. And then we couldn't do anything after that.
I am just following proper procedure. I am a droid.
It was a year ago today that Dan Fine was activated.
Yes, it was. Carousel was put on. Dan Fine robot.
Before that, I used to refer to him as the translucent Dan Fine.
That's right. Yes, the NAMBLA poster
boy.
North American Man Boy Love Association.
We're going right downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, the festivals, I mean, that's been so fun, like putting together those shows. And you know, it's like, back, Weezer, stop coming back so much. I don't know, we may have to book you again, please. Jeez.
Let me just kind of skirt that third eye blind issue.
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to think about like
the dark
years.
What
was like the worst band we've probably ever booked?
What?
Was Paula Cole, was that, or was that DRE?
Were her pitch changed?
Wait.
No, we did Paula Cole here. We had Paula Cole.
Courtney Love.
Courtney,
did she play?
No, she canceled.
Worst bands ever played. And that, like, there was a dark phase where we really went light for a while.
Yeah.
Y100 did.
That was when I first started.
And that was
Smash Mouth,
Third Eye Blind.
Mind you, there were moments.
Oh,
they were
fun.
Validity, but Matchbox 20.
Steve always references like Afro Man was one of the dark periods. Y100. Len.
Yeah.
Len.
Steal My Sunshine.
Whitetown.
God. Whitetown, Your Woman.
Yeah.
Remember
that song? OMC, what was that?
How bizarre.
How about this?
They'll be singing when we're winning.
Chumbawamba.
They'll be singing.
Very brilliantly suggested that people steal their record.
Yeah. You know, no wonder we've never had a 10 share.
But you know,
big ups to Scott Shannon for that.
There have been so many great moments over the years, and I remember finally almost setting the building on fire.
That's one of the memories.
How's that fried turkey?
In media, when I left the fryer on for too long,
It was the deep fryer.
The deep fryer.
We were out on the roof, which we figured would be the safest place to do it.
Sure, of course.
And Preston's out there, and he says. I come in and say, you know, I don't know if you turned the thing off all the way. No, yeah, I turned it off. It just makes a hissing sound. And then I'm in the old building in media. I would stand facing away from the window, and I started to see orange light flickering on the wall. And I see Jim Johnson, our former intern out there, now a very successful comedian, out on the stage, out on the roof with a fire extinguisher, running back and forth. The thing was engulfed in flames. Fortunately, we had a room full of children, too, at the time. So, yeah, great memory.
Damn,
I had to talk to the fire chief, and he looked down at me. He was tall, and he said, "You are quite possibly the dumbest people I've ever encountered." And I just had to go, "You're right, sir."
Yeah. We're not going to argue that.
They were going to find me, and they never did.
Yes,
so
they were, yeah.
That was cool.
Hey, we also made it possible for Jose to interview Metallica and Marilyn Manson.
Brittany Murphy.
David Spade.
He drank absinthe with Marilyn Manson.
That's right. He partied with him. Yeah. That was really cool. There's been so many good things.
I love even though it was a pain in the ass doing the Pearl Harbor thing, broadcasting from the deck of the John C. Stennis. Yeah.
The Hawaii trip was really cool.
Though we were recording shows out of sequence because of the severe time delay. So yeah.
Did you do it the day before, right?
Oh, yeah.
We were like, I hope there's no war breaking out tomorrow.
Why didn't they cover the presidential assassination today?
You know what? They had
a non-interview with Ben Affleck.
That's right.
I have so many fond memories of Y100, and a lot of them, you know, obviously here in this 4-hour block when we're on the air, because that's when we're, you know, really cranking out the show and having a great time. Some of the funnest stuff has been within the past 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Kathy getting liquored. I mean, good Lord.
A lot of fun.
How can you beat that? You know, I mean.
Yeah, I had a good time.
Steve, one time I laughed so hard, and actually just the other day, yesterday when you were doing the Reagan thing, that was killing me. I had the cramps after I got off the air. But when you were the Scottish guy at the Cold Stone, rubbing your scrotum on the stone and in the ice cream, I couldn't take it. It was just so damn funny.
The hardest I've ever laughed at Steve was when he was the captain on the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
On Casey's breakaway plane.
Oh, right.
and the flight attendant as well. The flight attendants will be around to peel your faces off the tray tables.
You know, that's the most, and with any show, I think the best moments are those organic moments when you're doing the deal and you're in the studio and the listeners are calling in and adding to the conversation. I mean, really, we've been so phone intensive.
Yeah.
That you, the listener, have been the other member of the show.
Oh, easily.
And
easily.
That we could not do the show without you.
It's been, you know, the thing about our show, and we never, we're, you know, Steve and I, we're not egomaniacs. We don't like to sit here and toot our own horn and shut up.
What?
We don't like to toot our own horn, but one of the things that I, you know, that I've always felt differentiates our show. That's me tooting our horn.
Right on key.
That differentiates our show from other shows is the fact that we're so on the fly that we don't pre-record anything. We don't have goofball characters that we pretend are real people.
Yeah.
We don't get our salespeople to call in and pretend like they're, you know, a caller.
Yeah.
We don't fake. We don't fake write up emails from listeners and pretend as if it's something somebody wrote in.
Right.
We take everything we do live on the air, no matter what happens. We've never been about pulling the wool over people's eyes.
You and I actively 2 years ago said we're going to do everything we can do to suck.
Yeah,
and we've stuck to that.
God willing, it's
congratulations.
Well, you guys actually you hold off on conversations so that you can have the conversations on air, and I think that's a really cool approach.
Yeah, many times before we'll discuss something on air, you know, one of us will start talking about something, and we'll say, "Wait, don't." Stop right where you are. I don't want to hear what you're going to say until we go on the radio and let's give the reaction live on the air and see how that happens. And that's one of the things I love about coming in here every day and putting on the show, because you never know what you're going to say, Steve. And I love that. So, you know,
but you know what? That all starts with you talk about the whole everybody here at Y100 has supported us in doing that. We could not do from, you know, the salespeople who went out and sold the show and made people aware and Lynn Bruder, who is always been wildly supportive of us. You know, it's definitely been the right atmosphere to do what we do, and it really taught us to do what we do the best way possible.
Right. And, you know, I still want to stress to the people of Philadelphia what a great person Jim McGuinn is. I'm honest. I'm serious.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he's the best program director I've ever worked for.
Yeah. Likewise.
And he's just, you know, he's got a real feel for real people. And I hope that you have noticed that impact. I know you probably don't know who he is, but he's the guy that has, if you're a Y100 listener, he is impacted your life significantly, and I think it's important that people
know
that.
He was the skinny kid on the Wonder Years.
That was him.
Yeah, that's Jim McGuinn.
Paul?
Well, yeah. Thanks, Chris. Can I have the air check for my resume?
Listen, we're going to, we need
let's
to take
a break.
Let's
yeah.
take a break. We'll come back in a second. You know, I'd love for people, we're not going to take phone calls. This
no.
is, we're just going to hold this for us, and there's a bunch of people in the room right now.
Yeah!
But we'll come back in a second, and, you know, we'd love to hear from you, but we're just going to stick with us for now. I hope you don't mind. We'll be back in a second, so stay where you are.
Preston and Steve on Y100. And Steve on Y100.
All right, it is 9:50 in the morning with the Preston and Steve show.
Did we make an announcement a minute ago?
I think we did.
I'm gay.
You heard him talk about licking and sucking yesterday.
7 years to get that out.
Finally happened.
To be honest, that's no news.
We have a studio full of people here. Work here at Y100, and I'll just go through the room and point everybody out. We have JoJo from our continuity department. Yeah. Dan Fine is here. Jim McGuinn, our program director. Zach Imaging, our good friend Britt in sales. And Aaron and Liz and Lucy, our production director. Josh is here. We have Steve McLean, salesperson. Even intern Joe is coming here.
Yeah.
And Matt Cord is here, too.
Yeah.
Matthew Frederick Cord. If you just tune in, we made the announcement a little while ago. Today is our last show, the Preston and Steve show, and we're staying in the area. I'm not going to sit and splash another radio station's call letters over Y100 airwaves. It's, you know, one of the things that...
It's B101.
Do you remember leaving DRE? When you did that break that one day, when you went up and down the radio dial and impersonated every radio station?
Yeah, I did that. I
that was great.
Do that again.
No.
No, I'm not going to.
Do me.
Oh, do the riding of the faders.
That's it. That's
the next part.
Hold on. Okay, you ready? This is the Matt Cord. Okay, hang on. Gotta let the music establish. Philadelphia's new rock. Y100 Met Cord. What's going on? Some really loud music. No, I don't do a good Matt Cord. We don't impersonate anybody around here.
Zach, do Matt Cord.
You do Matt Cord?
You, me, Matt Cord, starting to show off today with Green Day. Y100.
Yeah, just like me.
We talk about one of the thrills of doing the show that we've been doing for the many years now is working with people like very talented people like Matt Cord. I started with Matt at WDRE in New York years ago, and Brett Hamilton and Elektra and
Brett and I, is Brett in here or is he he's down the hall somewhere? Brett and
it
I
is rubbing alcohol.
Have been Brett is notorious for cleaning up the studio very well before he leaves. Brett and I have actually been back-to-back shifts for almost a decade now. Because of DRE, I did afternoons, he did middays.
End of 95, beginning of 96, maybe, we started working together.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's no more.
Wow.
And Jefferson Award just walked in, who has also been instrumental in being very supportive of us.
Our general sales manager.
And a former famous DJ.
Who were you?
Motormouth and the whole gang.
Get up here. Get on the mic.
You want to hit a post for us?
Give us some old chops, baby. What station were you on?
Here in Philadelphia, I was on WCAU-FM in the mid-80s.
And you went by the name Sex Machine, right?
Dr. Jefferson.
Hammer or was Brett Hammer?
Hammer, wherever he is, that was at Q102, and I was the program director, and I did some air work there as well. And he was Hammer on Q102.
Okay.
Which is why we still call Brett Hammer.
Yeah.
And as you two know, I am huge, huge fans of Preston and Steve. You guys are awesome talents and awesome individuals.
Thank you very much.
We will miss you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jefferson.
Thank you.
Come on, can't we get some support?
Jefferson, can't you hit a post? Yeah. Can't you talk about Stacey Q record or something?
Two of hearts. Two hearts that beat as one. I need you.
Can we talk to the only person crying in this room?
Who's crying?
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy. Come over here, Lucy.
Hi.
How you doing? Lucy is the production director of Y100. Any commercial that you hear on the radio station, Lucy had to get it together for you. And Lucy is a...
Lucy is not only the quality of her spots exemplary and always creative, but the amount that she turns out. When you walk into her studio on a Monday,
yeah,
she basically got, the Encyclopedia Britannica in front of her in orders for commercials, and she gets them all done.
And if you are interested in whether the planets are aligned or not, Lucy is your gal.
And yes, I have been visited.
She says it on the radio.
I say that proudly. Close to my Pleiadian friends.
Lucy. Lucy also, is it the Trump Taj Mahal? Is that where you're the voice of?
Yeah, well, actually, I used to be. They stopped calling me in the last few years.
Oh,
man. Hell with them.
I think they went bankrupt or something like that. But I used to do the voice work.
I got in the elevator there one time and I heard, you should come to the Trump Taj. I'm like, it's freaking Lucy.
She was actually up on top of the elevator. They hadn't installed the system yet, so.
But,
please push button for your car and step back.
You just pushed the wrong button, asswipe. How does she know?
Yeah. It's been such a great run with you guys.
Thank you.
You are so amazing. Such great talent. And I am just so proud to be a part of this Y100.
Thank you, Lucy. We love you. We love Lucy. What?
JoJo.
JoJo.
I just want to say that I'm going to buy you guys all birthday cakes and have a huge
See, Joanne is the one who's in charge of getting the birthdays together. I didn't get a birthday cake or card this year from the station, I did after we did that show.
Oh, yeah. The entire door was wallpapered with birthday greetings and everything. So even wrapped stuff that had been given to other people and gave it to you.
It's pretty wild. I thought about, whipping together some speech or something like that, but we're not that way.
Get that music ready.
We're actually too stupid.
No, I don't have a speech. I have no speech.
Thank you. But
Brett, you were out of the studio. I was saying that you and I have been, we've been back-to-back shifts for almost 10 years now.
It's been, a little more than 10, I think. Or is it 10?
Almost 10. No, it's almost 10, something like that.
Eight years at Y100.
A great Y100 memory that involves Brett Hamilton was his finagling a Slurpee machine.
Yes.
We used to have in the old building. And he is the great manipulator.
He knows how to work it, man.
Of getting free stuff. That was that the ultimate conquest?
That was the ultimate coup, I think. Yeah.
Well, the thing about Slurpee machines is I better not see a goddamn Slurpee spilled over that board, Preston Elliott.
Where is Mark anyway? Mark, our engineer. That's
he's working at K105 right now. Checking the tower. And have you seen Ryan at all?
Ryan was an engineer as well.
He's in his truck driving really fast.
There's been a lot of people, that we should, acknowledge as well because of our long history with this radio station. Leanne Curtis was a good friend of ours. Yeah. You remember her at nights here?
Very much so.
DJ Greg, of course.
There.
And
Fee was the Cambodian Jose. Right.
Yeah.
And his little daughter would steal all the stuff in the offices.
Yeah. Was that right?
Yeah.
Jose keeps his kids out of here.
I thought the dude used to spank it in the basement.
Oh, the janitor. Wayne was busted in our production studio right next to the main on-air studio in our old building. Apparently, Leanne Curtis went in one night, and he was watching the scrambled porn channel on cable, and he was spanking it, and got busted cold, and I think he got fired after that.
That made Leanne comfortable doing her hair
that
night.
Yes,
nothing like being in the station by yourself when you're a woman and you got a crazy deranged janitor downstairs spanking it.
And also, we lost a couple of friends, too, while we worked here. Sue Essef, who used to be our receptionist, said passed away a few years ago. And Flocky from next door. Do you guys remember Pat?
Oh, yeah.
Pat Flocky.
Very sweet. She had a hairstyle that looked like the lead singer of the Flock of Seagulls.
That's why we called
her
Flocky.
She laughed about it. It was very cool.
Yeah, it was a drag to lose those people. But I don't know.
And just so many great, think of how many people have been interns here and trained under you guys, and also like the promotion department, like how you know, and think like Kelly Gross and Kristen and all of those people.
Oh yeah, Pat Schmidt, or a whole bunch of people, and then the great
Chris Murphy,
yeah. And on our show, and just this station in general has always supported people who are eager to try to, you know, get into the business, and the staff is populated by a lot of, as you said, former interns.
Sherry Lee Stevens used to help us out on the morning show as well, doing news, and always great to hear Sherry.
You know who I wish was actually here would be Marilyn.
Marilyn Russell.
Yeah.
Do you want to call her?
I say yeah.
Yeah, call her and see if we can get her on.
She's on the air.
And of course,
she might be on the air.
Hang on. She has the last shift.
Dude, wait a minute.
She might, you know what? It's 10 o'clock. She might be on the air. She works at another station. You're going to call her live?
Okay. So put them on hold, probably.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, buzz her up.
Hey, maybe they'll simulcast.
And plus, I don't think Rick Delgado's not doing anything right now.
Nope.
Give old Rick a call, see what's going on.
We're not letting him on here, that's for sure.
Hey, what's your favorite, like, Sonic
song? Oh, no, wait, we got her voicemail.
Press 5.
I'll leave a message. Everybody say hi. Hi, Marilyn. 1, 2, 3.
Hi, Marilyn!
It's the entire staff of Y100.
Marilyn,
call us. Call Casey on his cell phone, the number. Or my cell phone or something. We need to get you on the air. We're live on the air right now, by the way. And we're signing off. All right. See ya. Thank you. Yeah, Marilyn. Yeah, Marilyn was one of the coolest people we know. You know,
it's great.
And yeah, we had a great team with her.
So again, when I joined you guys, just coming into the pre-existing show, I knew you and Marilyn, and it made it such a great transition to come in and be a part of it. You know, yep. And we kind of found our way.
Yeah. Anybody ever get a hand job from her in here?
No.
Okay.
But she's been extra flirty lately. I'll say. Wow.
Just kidding, Marilyn. Just kidding.
Yeah, like you're not going to get emailed for saying that.
I know.
So, remember when it used to be? It used to be called PMS, the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Preston, yeah. Marilyn, and Steve.
And now we're just going to have to say PS.
PS. Penis. Yeah. As we say penis.
The best pizza in Conchi.
That's right, penis pizza. I forgot about that. Well, it's a very surreal day.
Yeah, it is.
We're expecting tomorrow to be the day, but some things have occurred, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up today. We will be back in Philadelphia. And if you need details, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. There's a PrestonandSteve.com if you want to take a look and find out the future of the station.
Now, is that Preston and Steve or Preston and the N symbol?
A-N-D. A-N-D. What are we doing here? Are we wrapping up, or do we know?
You guys want to go sledding?
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I brought my banjo.
All right. Get your swimming trunks on. We're going for a swim.
What is this? What are you doing? Oh. Billy Banjos one more time. Is there any sound effect or anything you want to hear one more time before we get done?
All of them?
All of them?
Yeah. Did we hear Kathy being drunk again?
Yeah, right there.
Oh,
there it was.
Yeah, here we go.
Give me my drink! You're so funny. You look so nice in it.
Back that bitch off.
Back off!
I'm one of my favorites.
Can you do the... I'm a rooster, cluck, cluck, cluck.
Oh, no. Oh, chicken dance. I'm a rooster on the farm, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. I'm a happy little hen. There's a comb on my head. I can lay many eggs, cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo.
I like that. And, of course, we always had at the ready.
Yep.
Always there. Every page is actually on we have a thing here called the instant replay, and every page has at least a couple of punches and gastric sounds.
But one of the best, though, I think, is still...
It was
great. Casey was stumbling to get over to give the letter of the day, and he tripped, and as he was, his mouth was gliding by the microphone, came out, and it lived on forever after that. What was he got?
That's from?
That's Casey.
It was supposed to be an A,
yeah,
and I couldn't say A.
Here's the old lady.
Answer the door. A pig slob. He looked exactly like one of my son's friends. God forgive me for my vulgar language. And I even gave him a kiss on the cheek.
And then the best.
I darn near dropped dead.
There you go.
Used virtually every day. Every day.
Yep.
I'd like to personally thank Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You gotta thank Michael. Yeah.
His commitment to sodomy has proven a win
for him. Smell good enough for you in there?
Yeah, Michael, and you know what? We're gonna miss a lot of that. We're gonna
My guess is it'll be going on for a while, even though they moved ahead quickly with the jury selection.
Yeah,
you know, there was a point. I guess it was about a year and a half ago where I was like, you know, I kind of want to tell Preston Steve, Michael Jackson, that bit's old. He's kind of out of the news. Maybe he should drop doing the impersonation all the time. But boy, he really
is. Well, there you go.
He's brought it back.
You can't keep a good molester down.
Yeah.
There you go. Terrible. That is terrible.
Takes one to know.
Can we do the line from Just One of the Guys?
Oh, yeah.
You have it?
Just that you look so nice today.
That was a wild time when this crappy movie, Just One of the Guys, ran it at the Trocadero on the big screen.
That was one of the funnest little promotions we've ever
done.
People
came down, and you know, it was just a whole bunch of people with very bad taste showing up as we have and having a good time with that. Yeah. Always those were the best moments.
Those couple of guys dressed up.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
As Buddy and one of the other characters. Joanne just handed me a note. She wants to hear the lady yelling at her son about the computer. So we had a couple of those.
Families that got AIDS.
That was awesome, too.
That was awesome.
That was
Casey misstating a fact.
Yeah, we were talking about lice.
Yes.
Lice.
And he equated lice with AIDS.
Right, but,
and I did it for you, and I know what I'm doing.
That was one of my favorites.
You know, I feel very proud of the fact that it was about a year ago we were able to give this to the Philadelphia listening audience.
Yeah. Oh, Corey Feldman.
I'll tell you, one of the really surreal moments was the Melvins in studio playing with Leif Garrett doing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, my God.
And Leif Garrett finished off that performance and literally went to, this is in the old building, sat on the stairs and almost started to cry.
He had his head was in his hands.
Yeah.
He couldn't believe it. And it was
that was one of the most convincing arguments for lip syncing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
That was a great moment.
And we tried to convince him to go back to acting, but he
would not listen to it.
Crack was his calling.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, thanks for everything.
Oh.
And thanks to the Y100 listeners, the entire staff. It's been great.
Yeah, it has been great. Yeah. And it's very weird. These moments are never what you think they're going to be. Right. They never feel the way you think they're going to be. But nonetheless, these things
happen.
And
we all have our pants off.
Yes.
That makes it that much more poignant.
So I think we're done, folks.
Yep.
I think that is it. I want to thank everybody in this room who are all wonderful people. And we love you all very much. And most of all, I want to thank the listeners of Y100. And I want to thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, but I want to thank the listeners who, none of it would be possible. I know it's a hackneyed old.
But it's the truth. It's, never more so in this case.
And our sponsors over the years. Yeah. The people that have paid money to keep us on the radio. Can you believe that?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, there's been a ton of great ones. Iron Hill Brewery and Vertex Fitness. Yeah. And
it's 10:01 if you're going into the stop sign.
No, but I think I can play this one last time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We've always gone out with this. This is from Raising Arizona. I always thought this was kind of a cool little yodely tune that would be fun to play out. And I think we're gonna wrap it up by playing a song, and then we'll play the commercials, and then life will go on as we know it. So that's it.
That's
it. Yeah. All right. Would like to tell you all one more time, rage on. All right, and we'll see you around, gang. Bye bye.